But there are other cases. If you are made of a stuff which is capable of transforming to the other one, you will be transformed. So it's not the stuff you're made of, it's the stuff you're attracted to. Because even not being like them, you could be attracted to them and be changed.
As water and bread, which were not our congeners, became homogeneous with us and increased within us, water and bread have not the appearance of being our congeners, but from consideration of the end, deem them to be homogeneous. And if our delight is from something not homogeneous, that will surely resemble a congener. That which bears a resemblance is alone. Alone is impermanent in the end.
Mm-hmm. Now here he touched another thing. He said, okay, there is a tendency towards the goodness. We know that. And if you're good, you're attracted to the goodness. And if you're not, but you have the potential of becoming good, you will be. Then there is some other attraction here, which is not the same stuff, but it looks like that. Lookalikes are here. Therefore, you have to draw your line, right? But don't worry, because these lookalikes are temporary. That attraction towards the goodness is permanent. Means the goodness in the heart of a human being is permanent, but the desire and the simple attraction could happen.
Although the bird is delighted by whistle, it takes fright when it does not find its own congener. Although the thirsty man is delighted by the mirage, he runs away when he comes up to it and seeks for water. Although the insolvent are pleased with base gold, yet that is put to shame in the mint. Lest gildedness cast you out of the way, lest false imagination cast you into the well. Seek the story from the book Kalila and search out the moral in the story.
Okay. End of this chapter. End of this big story. How did it end? He came to a very specific conclusion. First he said, okay, I'm talking about something that you have to taste it to know it. Of course the attraction is there. And if you have the potential, you will be transformed. All this. And at the end, right before this, he said, okay, if these birds, they like this noise that the hunter makes, when they come down, they realize it's bad, they give it up. He brought two other stuff. One was the water that you imagine is the water, but it's illusion. When you arrive there, it's not there. The second one was the gold. Remember these three, because we talk about this. First is the bird, is the thought that is the subject. Second is the water, which is the knowledge. And the third is the thought. Because this is our domain, right? And he said, all of this somehow has the temporary satisfaction and a permanent one. This temporary doesn't matter. It's here, but the other one is. But I believe some wrong imagination, which we prefer to call it illusion in English, but it's wrong imagination or distorted imagination. I know that because I explain all of this to you. Now you have some things in your mind, some imagination that could put you down in this well. Remember the well? You described it, right? And so you choose if you'll be out of this. You are going to be in this. Or you are being fooled by gold-plated stuff. to save you from these two dangers, I will tell you another story. Read this story from that book. But do not take this story. There is something in this story. Get that.
Which story is he referring to?
First of all, it's Galileo. Galileo is Galileo. No. This is the story of the lion and the rabbit.
And the bull.
Yeah, rabbit.
The lion and the rabbit.
Yeah, lion and the rabbit. Galileo Demne is a book full of stories, like the Shahrazad of the stories, which was originally made in India. And it's one of the most famous books in Persian literature because of lovely stories. I'm going to say, go and read it there. You remember he was saying, go and read it in Quran like this. Here he will say, go and read it, but not that way. He always will give you the reference and will say, how read it. For a Quranic one, he will explain it to you that, go and read it this way. You will get it. Here we say, there isn't that famous book, go and read it. But not go and read it, I will give it to you. But this story, please, do not look at the story. There is something in it. Find that one. Because if you don't find the meaning of the story, you will be fooled by a story. You really think about a man, maybe with a beard, and maybe long hair, maybe short hair, walking underwater. And either you believe in literally that happening, which is okay, a very good happening, but what it has to do with you. Or in disbelief you will say, oh, these are the stories they make. Yes, we make that story. We make that story for you to understand that. Don't worry about the depth of the water of knowledge. You could walk on the surface of it when you become the guy. That's what we're talking about. So I'm going to tell you a story to stop you from a very wrong conclusion you could take from here. Because he knows. He started the story with the human nature. And he said, greed is here, hating the others and taking others as an opposition is natural. But you could be saved from this by drawing a line, by understanding the difference between human and animal. And there are some other set of cause and effect. When I explain the other set of cause and effect, this could make an excuse for you to stop acting properly in the literal existence of cause and effect. Said, this is not like that. I will explain it to you. But up to this moment, I was talking about something that you should taste. Because if you don't taste the goodness, all will be the stories. So, the story ended. Another big story will start. This big story, inshallah, we'll have next month. And go through it. It's amazing. It's literally a nice story, first of all. It's very amazing because there are these animals, they get together and they believe in democracy and they try to act accordingly. But nothing works. Everything turns upside down because mainly, let me ruin this story for you, not to enjoy this story of it, but deep down, everybody is having a silly illusion about the problem and the answer to the problem. Like us, we have an illusion about the problem of living together and civilization, and we have wrong answers for that. We believe in similarities, we don't accept the differences, and we believe in forcefully turning the people around. And we act like that. The point is, over there are arguments. The different ideas will be brought up, without the belief in them. There is no faith in it. And at the end of the story, you will get it. What? It's a long story. And it's a silly story, because in that story, a rabbit will make the lion fall in a well. So it's not the way you think, because you believe in force, right? Who has the best position in the jungle? For you, the lion, right? For us, the rabbit. Why? As simple as this, rabbit has bigger ears. You remember this? Remember when we talk about it, how do you say? Because in Persian language, we call it big ear. The rabbit, Persian name is big ear, or enormous ear. Gush is ear, and khar means enormous, big. Khargush means big ear. You say, that's the clever one.